B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn brachos daf samach gimel. We're going to start 7 lines from the top of the omud. We saw in the Mishnah on daf nun dalad omud aleph, kol chois mei brachos shebemigdosh hayu oimrim ad ha'olam. They would say baruch ato Hashem elikei Yisrael ad ha'olam. Mishakilkelu atzidukim, when the kofrim would say there's only one, va'omru ein olam elo echad, there's only one world, there's only this world, there's no world, olam haba, Mashiach, etc. Hiskinu shiu oimrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. The Chachomim stated that they should say min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, that Hashem is the God of the world from this world till the next world, to incorporate both worlds. Says the Gemara, kol chois mei brachos shebemigdosh v'chulei. Kol kach lama. Why was it necessary to say all this? Says the Gemara, l'fi she'ein oinin omein b'migdosh. We know that one does not say omein in the Beis HaMikdosh. Rather, they would say baruch shem kvoid malchusoy l'oilam voed. And this is going to be discussed in the Braisa. Uminayin she'ein oimrim omein b'migdosh. Where do we know, from which pasuk do we learn, that one does not say omein in the Beis HaMikdosh? Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, kumu baruchu es Hashem elokeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Rise up and bless Hashem your God from this world until the world. And this is talking about making a bracha. Va'omer, and the response would be va'yivaruchu shem kvoidecha omeroima malkol bracha o'tehila. Let them bless Hashem, the name of your glory, vayvorchu es shem kvoidecho, exalted over every blessing and praise, that's umroim malkol bracho tehila. And this is referring to the response, in the place of saying amen, they would say baruch shem kvoid malchusoy la'olam voed. Another braisa explains, yochil kol habrochis kulon tehilem tehilo achas. I might have thought that the end of all the brachos that a person says, for example, the end of Shemoneh Esrei on the last bracha, he would say this baruch ato Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'olam or ad ha'olam, and that would suffice, and not with every bracha. Talmud Leimar, therefore it says umroimam al kol bracha tehila, that al kol bracha or bracha tenloi tehila, every single bracha, the end of the bracha, instead of saying baruch ato Hashem choinein hadas, they would say baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. The Mepharshim explained that when the Gemara asked kol kach lama, is why do we have to end the bracha in such a long way? Baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, and then we have a whole issue with the kofrim. Just end the bracha baruch ato Hashem choinein hadas. Says the Gemara, l'fi she'ein oinin omein b'migdosh, since we don't say omein, and instead of saying omein, you say baruch shem kvoid malchusoy la'olam v'ad, since the response is a lengthy response, then so too the bracha itself has to be more lengthy. And others explain that since they say baruch shem kvoid malchusoy la'olam v'ad as an omein, and there you mention la'olam v'ad, you mention only one world, so we already have an issue with the omein of the Beis HaMikdosh, with the baruch shem, that the kofrim said there's only one world. And the way to get out of that was not with the omein, but with the end of the bracha itself. Instead of just saying baruch ato Hashem choinein hadas, they would say baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, and there would be a direct reference to two worlds. And that way, when they would say baruch shem kvoid malchusoy la'olam v'ad, they wouldn't be able to claim there's only a single world. Continues the Gemara. And we're going now back to the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah, Hitkinu sheyehei odom shoyel shloim chaveroi, the Chachomim instituted that when one greets a fellow person, one can greet him using Hashem's name. And the Mishnah brought a number of psukim to this effect. There was one pasuk that the Mishnah brought, V'hinei boyaz bo mi beis lechem, V'yoyim ala kitzrim Hashem imochem, V'yoyim rulo yivarechecho Hashem. Boyaz used the Hashem's name when greeting the harvesters. V'oimer is another pasuk that the Malach said to Gidoin, Hashem imcho giboyrchechoil. V'oimer, the Mishnah brings the pasuk, Al tovuz kizokno imecho. V'oimer eis lasis Hashem heferu seyrosecho. We saw all this in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, My Voimir, why do we need so many psukim? If Boaz greeted the harvesters using Hashem's name, that should be enough reference and proof that you greet somebody with Hashem's name. Says the Gemara, V'chi teima Boaz midaita d'nafshei ka'omar, I may have thought that Boaz on his own accord chose to use Hashem's name to greet his friends, but it's not, or his, the harvesters, the people he was greeting, but that cannot serve as a proof that it's the right thing for all of us to do. Toshema, that's why the second pasuk is brought, that a malach, an angel, when he addressed Gidon, he said, Hashem imcha giboir hechoil, Hashem is with you, mighty man of valor, and he used Hashem's name. V'chi teima malach hu dek'omale le Gidon, maybe it was just the malach with a message coming from Hashem, making Gidon aware that Hashem was with him, but this was not a form of greeting, so then you cannot bring proof from the malach. Toshema, that's why the next pasuk is brought. Al tovuz kizokno imecha, do not shame her, although your mother be old, which means that the Ziknei Yisrael, Boaz, do not shame him. Do not assume that he was doing things on his own accord without proper reference and source, and therefore if you see Boaz acting in a particular way, for example, using Hashem's name when greeting the harvesters, you should use that as a source and reference that that's the correct thing for all of us to do. Va'omer, and it says, Eis la'asis la'Hashem heferu so'yosecha. Where did Boaz himself learn that he was allowed to use Hashem's name, which is usually prohibited? He was allowed to use it in order to greet somebody. This is learnt out from Eis la'asis la'Hashem heferu so'yosecha, that there's a time to act for Hashem when one can do it in a way that it would seem is heferu so'yosecha, it would seem as if we are contradicting a mitzvah, but one is allowed to do it in order to uphold Hashem and his Torah. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rava, Haikra Meiresha L'Seifa Midrash. This posuk, Eis Lasa Eis Lashem, Heferu Seira Secha, can be read and understood from the beginning to the end, and Miseifa L'Resha Midrash, and it can also be learnt starting from the end and then moving to the beginning. And he explains, Mireisha le Sefer Midrash, how can you expound on the Sefer from the front, starting at the beginning, going towards the end, is as follows. Eis la'asa is la'Hashem. Sometimes it's a time for Hashem to act and to punish the people who transgress the Torah. My time, what's the reason that Hashem acts? Mishum eferu Torah Secha, because they have nullified the Torah. Miseifa le'Resha Midrash, how can you learn this pasuk starting at the end? Yeah, you read it like this, Heferu Torah Secha. Then sometimes tzaddikim and chachomim are allowed to do something that looks as if it's against the Torah. My tam, why are they allowed to do this? Mishum Eis La'asis La'Hashem, because it's a time to act, it's a time to uphold Hashem and his Torah. And if you have to do that by doing something that looks as if it's going against the mitzvah, then the chachomim are allowed to do it. And from here, Boaz learnt that even though using Hashem's name looks like something that's against the halacha, but Eis la'asis la'Hashem, in order to greet people and to add peace and shalom in the world, this was permitted. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, we learnt in a brisa. Hilel azokin oimir. B'shas hamachnisin pazir, which means, literal translation is, that in the time of those who gather in, pazir, you should distribute. And what it really means is that when the Chachmei Yisrael, when the Talmidei Chachomim are gathered in, they're not teaching people Torah, then pazir, that's the time for you to go out and to teach people Torah. B'shas hamafazrim, in the time of those who distribute, kaneis, you should gather in, which means that if the Talmidei Chachomim are giving Torah, are teaching Torah, are distributing Torah, then you should gather in, then let them do that, and you should be humble. Being humble, humility, is also a way of reinforcing and upholding Torah, and you don't need to be out there teaching Torah. Another thing we saw in the Braisa, Imra'isa doirusha Torah chaviva olav. If you see a generation that people are appreciating Torah and they want Torah, just that pazir, then you should go and teach Torah, give out, distribute Torah to whoever wants it. Shenemar, as it says, Yesh mefazir v'noisaf oid, that when one distributes Torah, when one gives out Torah to other people, not only does one not lose from it, one even gains from it. If you see that Torah is not dear on the people, on the generation, kaneis, instead of teaching Torah to those who don't want to hear it, which in its own right is a disadvantage to Torah, then don't teach Torah to those that don't want to hear it. Shenemer, as it says, Eis las eis lashem heferu Torah secha. And this means, Eis las eis lashem, sometimes in order to uphold the honor of Torah, then heferu Torah secha, you should go and to do something that looks like it's going against the Torah, which means stop teaching Torah. But the real reason that you're stopping to teach Torah is it because of Eis las eis lashem, because you do not want Torah to be a bizoyan, to be given to those that Torah is not dear to them. Continues the Gemara. Dorash bar Kapora. Kapora expounded as follows. Zolas kvoitz knei mino. When the merchandise falls in value, it becomes zol, it becomes cheap. Kvoitz, gather it together, kne mine, and buy it, because after a while it will go up in value and you will have made a good investment. So, and this seems to be connected to what we saw before, that if Torah is cheap, then collect it yourself, don't sell it, don't give it to people cheap, wait till people start appreciating Torah, and then you'll be able to give it to them and it will have its true value. Continues Bar Kapora, Ba'atar de les gvar tamon, in a place where there is no man, Havei gvar, you be the man. If there's nobody else teaching Torah, you be the one to teach Torah. Omar Abaye. So Abaye says, Shema mino, we see from what Bar Kapora said, that Ba'atar de is gvar tamon, in a place where there is somebody teaching Torah, Loit have a gvar, you shouldn't be the one to teach Torah. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious if you've got a Rebbe who's teaching Torah, you're not allowed to rule halachas in the place of your Rebbe. This is severely asa. Says the Gemara, no, loy, nitzucha ela b'shashneim shovim. We're talking about where both of them are equal. It's not as if he's the Rebbe. No, he was in his place. It's a place where there is a man already ruling, and your ruling is not superior to his. There's no reason that you have to rule over him. Since he's already ruling, you don't need to rule. Let him rule. Continues the Gemara, Dorash Bar Kapora. Again, Bar Kapora expounded. Eizui parasha ktano. What is a small parasha in the Torah? Shekol gufei Torah tluyin bo. That all the fundamentals of Torah are dependent on it. It says the following pasuk, says Bar Kapora, b'chol dorochecha do'ehu, in all your ways, whatever you do, make sure that Hashem gets known through them. V'hu yiyasher erchesecha, and he will straighten out the paths of all your ways. Omar Rava, and Rava says something very difficult to understand and something we cannot expound on here, but Rava says, afilu ledvar aveira, even if you do something which seems to be osur, if Hashem's name is going to be made known because by doing this Avera, then there's a place for it and Hashem will straighten it out. The typical examples would be, either like we mentioned in the Gemara, if you're not teaching Torah, that seems to be an Avera, but the reason you're not teaching it is for good reasons, or other places where there was Hiroas Shah. For example, Eliyahu HaNavi on Har HaKarmel, and other examples where the Chachmei Yisrael seemed to do things that were severely asa, but they were allowed to do it, they knew when they could do it. It was an Avera that was done, that was ultimately going to bring out and greaten Hashem's name, and therefore it was okay, b'chol d'orachecho d'eyu. This does not, chas v'shalom, mean that we can do Averas thinking that we're serving Hashem, chas v'shalom. Continues the Gemara. Dorash Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora expounded, Lo'oilom yilamid odom es b'noi umnus nekiyo v'kalo. A person should teach his son a clean and easy trade. Umayhi, what type of trade is this? Says the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, machto de talmiyusa. This is the stitching, the double stitches that at the end of the clothes they would give the seam a double row of stitches. That's easy, it's an umnus, it will be a trade that they can make some parnosa with. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, we learnt in a brisa, Rebbe Oimer, Lo'oilom al yarbe odom reim b'soich b'isoy. A person should make sure not to invite too many friends into his house. Shenemer, as it says, Ish reim lehisroi eya. a person with too many friends, at the end of the day, is going to have a quarrel, is going to have a fight. Make sure your circle of friends are not too large, and that way, hopefully, you won't fall out with them. Tanya, another braisa from Rebbe Oimir, Al Yemane Odom Apotropos Beseich Beisoi. A person should not appoint an apotropos, a type of treasurer, administrator over his business, shouldn't be in the house. She'el Moli Loi Mina Poitifar Es Yosef Apotropos Beseich Beisoi. Has Poitifar, who was a minister in Mitzrayim, not appointed Yosef to be an apotropos in his home, Loi Bolo Yosef Dovo. His wife wouldn't have started with him, and the whole story, his wife almost ended up doing znus with Yosef because Yosef was in the house. Till he was in the house, his wife had nothing to do with him. From here you learn, don't bring in a man into the house, it's not good. Continues the Gemara, another teaching from Rebbe, Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa Rebbe Omer, Lomo nismucho parashas nozir le parashas soita. Why is the parash in the Torah that's discussing the nozir written next to the parasha of the Soita? Loima lecho, to tell you shekol horoya soita bekilkula, anyone who sees a soita in the very degraded state and what she has to go through, yazir atzmi menayayin, then it makes sense he should separate himself from wine, because it's the wine that caused her to do these averus. As the Mishnah says in Soita, harbe yayin oisa, we assume that the influence of alcohol may well have made her do the Avera, and therefore if you see what wine can bring, keep away from wine. Regarding Soita, Omar Chizkia Bereder of Paranoch Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lomo Nismucho Parasha Soita Le Parashas Trumas Umaisras. In the Parasha, the Parasha of Soita is written right next to the Parasha discussing the requirement to give Trumas and Maisras to the Kohen. Loi melechot, to tell you, kol sheyesh loi trumas u'maisras. If you have trumas and maisras in your home, ve'eino neisnan lekoyin, and you do not give them to the kohen as you're required to, soif nitzrach lekoyin al yedei ishtoi, Hashem will already make you have to go to the kohen, and that's going to be through your wife. Chas v'sholem, if she's going to be a soita, you're going to have to take her, if you accuse her of doing an avera with another man, you'll have to take her to the kohen. Shenemar, where do we see this? From the Posuk, V'ish es kedoshav loy yiyu, which means a man's holy things, which means the Trumas u'Maisras, loy yiyu, they will be for him. V'samuchle, and that Posuk tells us that you have Trumas and Maisras that belong to the Kohen. And the Samuchle, after that, it says in the Posuk, V'ish ish kisiste ishtoi. The Posuk says that any man whose wife becomes a Soita, etc., the Pasuk says that this man has to bring his wife to the Kohen. So you see that keeping Trumas and Maisras that belong to the Kohen, you don't give it to them. The Pasuk says, be careful, you'll end up going to the Kohen with your wife. Continues the Gemara, not only that, you're going to end up becoming a poor person, and some of those maestros will actually come back to you. A poor person is allowed to keep some of the maestros. You're going to become poor, and then you're going to have to keep those maestros. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ishes kadoshov lo yiyu. We learn from there that the holy things, the maestros, lo yiyu, at the end they'll be for him, because he's going to become a poor person. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchok, v'im nosnon, if you do give the Trumas and Maisras to the Kohen and to the Levi and however you're supposed to, soif misasher, it's a skula that you're going to become a rich person, shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, ish asher yitein lakohen lo yiyye, by giving what you're supposed to the Kohen, lo yiyye, it will be for him, which means that you will become rich, lo yiyye, momin harbe, you will have a lot of money. Continues the Gemara, Oma Ravuna Bar Brachio Mishum Rebelozo Akapor. Kol Hamashatev Shem Shemayim Batsari. Anyone who manages to thank Hashem even when he's going through distress. Hashem is a partner with him. He mentions Hashem's name in context of his pain. Koiflin Loi Parnasoso. It's a skula that he will have twice as much livelihood as he's had till now. Shenemar, as it says, Vahoyo Shaddai Betzorecho, if you mention Shakai, which is the Lord Hashem, in your distress, v'kesef toyafu isloch, then double the money to you. Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar, Parnasosoi Mo'ifefes Loika Tzipoir. The word Toyofois doesn't only mean double, it means that your livelihood is going to fly to him like a bird. And he'll have the money even without having to work hard. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'chesef Toyofois Loi, that money will take wing for him. Continues the Gemara. Omar Reb Tovi, Omar Reb Yeshia. Anyone who weakens himself from Torah, from words of Torah, then when he's going to need the strength in times of stress, he's not going to have the strength. Why? Because you weakened yourself regarding the words of Torah. If you've weakened yourself referring to Torah, then b'yom tzara, on a day of distress, tzar koychecho, your strength is going to be restricted. Omar Rav Ami bar Masna Omar Shmuel, v'afilu mitzvah achas. Even if you weaken yourself with a single mitzvah, you had an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and you let go of the opportunity, you didn't grab the opportunity and do the mitzvahs the way you were supposed to, even just one mitzvah, it's also going to affect you when you're in stress and you need the strength. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Hisrapisa. If you weakened yourself, it doesn't say about what. Mikol Nokim. Whenever you weaken yourself, whenever you do not do any mitzvah in the Torah the way you should, then on the day when you need extra strength, when you have tzoros, you're not going to have the koichas. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Safra. Reb Avohu have a mishtoi. Reb Safra said that Reb Avohu would relate the following incident. Kusheyorad Chanina or Chananya ben Achi Reb Yeshua, who was the son of the brother of Reb Yeshua, Lagoilo, he went down into the diaspora. Hoyo ma'abir shonim v'kuveh chadoshim b'chutz l'aretz. We know that there's a concept of ibur hashonim and kuveh sachoidesh. When Rosh Chodesh is, what year has a second Adar, etc. And he was in Chutz Laretz, and he would do the Ibur HaChodesh and the Ibur HaShana and the Kviyas HaChodesh, he would do it in Chutz Laretz. And this is against the Gemara. The Gemara says that you're only allowed to do Ibur HaShanim and Kviyas HaChodesh only in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see on Amud Beis why. Shigru acharov shnei talmidei chachomim. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they sent two talmidei chachomim to this Chananya ben Achi Reb Yeshua. And who are these two talmidei chachomim? Reb Yosi ben Kefar uben Benoy shel Zecharia ben Kavutal. These two chachomim were sent him in order to rebuke him, in order to tell this Chananya ben Achi Reb Yeshua that he's not allowed to do the Ibur HaShana and Kviyas HaChodesh in Chutz Loretz. Kivan Shara Oysam, when this Chananya saw these two Chachomim coming from Eretz Yisrael, Omar Lemi said to them, Loma Bosem, why did you come? He was possibly asking them, what permission did you have to leave Eretz Yisrael? You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for no reason. Omrule, they said to him, Lilmay Torah Bonu, we came to learn Torah, to study Torah. Hichriz Aleim, this Reb Chanina, or Reb Chananya, he announced regarding them, he said as follows, Anoshim Alolu, these people, G'doyle HaDoyrehim, they are the leaders, the great ones of the generation. V'avoyseim, Shimshu B'Beis HaMikdosh, and their forefathers, they served in the Beis HaMikdosh. Ko'iso Sheshoninu, as we've learned in the Mishnah, Zecharia Ben Kvutal Oymer, and this is one of the two Chachomim, was the son of Zecharia ben Kvutal. So there's a Mishnah about Zecharia ben Kvutal that says as follows, Harbe pa'omim karasi lefonov b'sefer Daniel. I was the one on the night of Yom Kippur who would read to the Kohen Godel in the Beis HaMikdash the Sefer Daniel in order that the Kohen Godel should not fall asleep. So you see that his ancestors served in the Beis HaMikdash. Hischil hu metame vehein metairim. What happened? Whatever Reb Chanina would say was Tomei, these two Chachomim would bring proof that it was Tahir. Hu oyser, whatever Reb Chanina would say is Osir, vehein matirim. These two Chachomim would say is Muta. Everything that he said, they did the opposite. Hechrizu alem, Reb Chanina now realized what was going on, he announced the follows. Anoshim alolu shel shovheim. These men, they're not worth anything. Shel toihu heim. They're just desolation. Omruloi, they said to him, Kvar bonisa, yatu yachal yistair. You've already announced that we were gdoile adoir, gdoile yisrael. You can't just demolish that. You made a statement. Kvar godarto, viyatu yachal lifroitz. If you've already made a fence, you can't make a breach in it. You've already praised us in front of all the people. You can't change your mind afterwards. Omar lehem, he said to them, okay, but mipnei ma ani metame v'atem metaharim. Why is it that everything I say is tome, you say is toir? Ani oisav atem matirim. Everything I say is osa, you say is muta. Omruloi, they said to him, mipnei she'ato ma'abir shonim v'kiveh chadoshim b'chutz loretz. It's because you are doing the ibur hashono and the kviyas hachoydesh in chutz loretz, and you're not allowed to. Omar lehem, v'bchanina said to these two chachomim, v'haloi Akiva ben Yosef, the famous Reb Akiva, hoya ma'abir shonim v'kiveh chadoshim b'chutz loretz. He did do ibur hashonim and kviyas hachoydesh even in chutz loretz. Omruloi, they said to him, that's different. Hinei Reb Akiva, Hanoch Reb Akiva, don't bring proof from Reb Akiva. Shelo hiniach k'moyse be'eretz Yisrael. He was the greatest chacham in the world. He didn't leave any person in Eretz Yisrael who was as great as him. And we're going to see in Amud Beis that the reason that you're not allowed to do the Ibur Hashono and Kviyas HaChodesh in Chutz Loretz is because kimitzion teitzei Torah, the chacham comes from Eretz Yisrael. And since Reb Akiva didn't leave anyone who was as wise as him in Eretz Yisrael, he was allowed to do it. Omar lehem, Reb Chanina responded and said, "Af ani lo yinachti k'moisi be'eretz Yisrael. When I left Eretz Yisrael, there was no one as great as me in Eretz Yisrael either. So I'm also allowed to do the kvios hachoydesh and ibur hashono in chutz loretz." Omrulei, these two chachomim answered him and said, "You're right that when you left, you were the greatest. But gdoyim sheinachta, the kid goats that you left behind, nasu tyoshim, they've become rams." With horns, Bali Karnaim, they can fight with their horns, and they can even challenge you. V'heim shigrunu etzlecha, and they, those sages that you left them behind when they were young, today they are leading sages, they sent us to you. V'chein omrulon, and this is what those sages told us. L'chu v'imru loy b'shmeinu, go and say to him, to Reb Chanina, in our name, im shamoya mutav, if he listens to us, is good, if he stops doing the Ibur Hashonah and Kviyas HaChodesh. Ve'im lav, and if not, yeh benidui, he's going to be excommunicated. Ve'imru la'achinu shabagoylo, and tell all the people in the diaspora, all the people in Golus, im shoyimim mutav, if they listen to us, is good. Ve'im lav, and if not, then it's worth as if yalu lahor, let them go up on a mountain. Achio, who was one of the leaders of the diaspora, Yivne Mizbeach, should build the Mizbeach like they do the people who serve Avodah Zorah. V'chananya Yenagin Bekinner, and this Chananya that we know from other places, he was actually a Levi, let him play the harp as he would have in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yichperu Kulam, and they should all be Kofar. V'yoymru Einlem Chelek Belekei Yisrael, and they should declare they have no part in Torah. Which means that disobeying the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael is parallel to all this. That's what you're worth. If you don't listen to the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, it's as good as if you've been kofa in everything. Miyad, immediately on hearing this, go kolam b'bchia, the entire nation started crying. V'omr, and they said, Chas v'sholim, yesh lanu chelik b'elikei Yisrael. We do have a chelik in Elikei Yisrael. And ultimately, Reb Chanina, he stopped doing the Kviyos HaChodesh and Ibur HaShono. He accepted the Musa, and he left it to the Chacham Eretz Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, V'kol kach lomo, such a big fuss, just because he's doing the Kviyos HaChodesh and Ibur HaShono, what's the big tragedy that he's doing it in Chutz Loretz? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ki mitzion teitze Torah, from Eretz Yisrael, Torah goes forth, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and the word of Hashem is heard from Yerushalayim, and therefore it's only from the place where the Torah emanates from that they are the ones that can do the Kviyos HaChodesh and Ibur HaShono. Asks the Gemara now, Bishlei Mehu Matayr V'heim Matamim L'chumra. We're now questioning how these two chachomim managed to argue with Reb Chananya. So if Reb Chananya said Toher and they said Tomei, fine. So they were machmir. they were just a little bit more stringent. That passes. Elohum Tame Vehin Matarim Hechahava. How could it be that when Rav Chananya said something was Tame, how could they say it was Tohir? Votanya, we saw explicitly, it says in a brisa, Chochom Shetime Ein Chaveir Rishoy Latayr. If one Chochom says that something is Tame, another Chochom is not allowed to say that it's Tohir. Says the Gemara, Kasavra Kihecha Deloy Nigru Basrei. Over here it was different, and they assumed that they have to knock out Reb Chananya completely, and even the things he says are Osa, they were going to say is Muta, just in order that people should stop following Reb Chananya, assuming that he was not going to listen to them. Now we're starting the next Sugya. Tonu Rabbonon. When the Chachomim went into the vineyard in Yavne, and who were they? Hoyushom, the following Chachomim were there. Four Gedolim. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, Reb Nechemya, Reb Eleze Benoish, Reb Yossi Aglili. They all went into this kerem in Yavne. Poschu kulom bichvoid achsanya v'dorshu. All of them, they opened their drashas with honor for their hosts, those that were hosting these Talmidei Chachomim. Posach Reb Yehuda Roish HaMedabrim. Of these four, Reb Yehuda was always the first one to open. He's called the Roish HaMedabrim, the first of speakers b'chol mokim, in every place. And he was Poseach not just with B'chvoid Achsanya, which is the hosts. He was Poseach, he started speaking B'chvoid HaTorah, with words of honor for the Torah. V'dorash, and he said as follows. The pasuk says, "Umoyshe yikach es ha'oyel v'notoloy michutz la'machane." At some point, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was annoyed with Naveiros that Klal Yisrael had done, he took the oil moed and he pitched it outside the camp, far away from Klal Yisrael. Says Reb Yehuda, "V'aloy dvorim kal v'chomer." We can make a kal v'chomer. Uma oroin, ma aroin Hashem. If you're talking about the Oroin, which was in the Oyel Moed, Shelohoyu Meruchok Eloshnei Masor Mil. How far did Moshe Rabbeinu distance it from Klal Yisrael? Just 12 mil from their homes. Omro Torah. The Torah says, V'hoyo kol mevakeish Hashem yetzei el Oyel Moed, that if anyone that was searching Hashem, that was seeking Hashem, is called a mevakeish Hashem, he went out to the Oyel Moed, which was 12 mil away from their homes. So even more so, Talmidei Chachomim, and this is Reb Yehuda expounding in the honor of Talmidei Chachomim, of Kovod HaTorah. Talmidei Chachomim, Shehoilchim Meir Leir, they travel great distances from one city to the next. Umi Medina Lena Medina, and from one country to the next. Lilmoy Torah, in order to learn Torah. Alachas Kama V'Kama, even more so that we can refer to them as Mevakshei Hashem. And now the Gemara is going to continue discussing that parasha. V'diber Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim. It says that Hashem would speak to Moshe face to face. Omer b'Yitzchok. Omer le HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. From the fact that the Pasuk says that Hashem was speaking to Moshe ponim b'ponim, face to face, Rabbi Yitzchok explained as follows. Hashem said to Moshe like this. Moshe, ani v'ato nazbir ponim b'alocha. Let me and you, Hashem and Moshe, show each other a kind face when learning halacha, when studying Torah. Ikad Amra, another version of this. Kach omar le'akadosh baruch hu le'Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe as follows. Kashem she'ani esbarti lecha ponim. In the same way as when I was teaching you Torah, I did it with a kind face. Kach ato hasbir ponim liYisrael. You should teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. You should face Klal Yisrael kindly. V'harzir ha'oyel le'mekoymoy, and return the oil moed back to its place within the camps of Klal Yisrael. What happened next? V'shov el ha'machane. The pasuk says that Moshe would return to the camp. Omer bavo. Omer le'akodesh baruch hu le'Moshe. Omer bavo. Rebavo explains what made Moshe Rabbeinu go back to the camp and bring the oil moed back to the camp. Omar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Achshav Yoimru, now people are going to say, Klal Yisrael will say, Horav Bekas, Hashem, who's the teacher, is angry. V'talmid Bekas, and The Talmud Moshe Rabbeinu is also angry. Yisrael Matahelem, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? If you take the oil moed back to where it was, mutav is good. And if not, Yeshua bin Nun Talmidchom Shoris Tachtechop, then your disciple Yeshua bin Nun, he's going to serve in your place. And as if to say that Moshe would be removed from the leadership. And that's what it says. And he returned, or return to the camp. Now the truth is that it's not really so accurate. It's Moshe Rabbeinu took his own tent out, 12 mil. He also, as is apparent from the Gemara we saw before, he took out the Orin. And the pasuk says, "V'hoyo kol mevakish Hashem yetzei el oyel moed." It's called an oyel moed, but it's not clear that he actually took the whole oyel moed, the whole Mishkan, 12 mil out. But either way, his tent and the Orin, and the oil moed that was referred to before, the shovel amachane, then Moshe was told and he listened and he brought it back into the camp. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Afal Pikein lo yotzo hadovar levatolo. This seeming threat that Hashem said to Yeshua, that if you don't come back, Hashem said to Moshe, sorry, that if you don't come back, then your disciple Yeshua ben Nun will take you over, then this happened at some point. And indeed, it was Yeshua that Shenemar Mosharso Yeshua bin Nun Nar Leyomosh Miteich Oil, that it was Yeshua that eventually took over from Moshe Rabbeinu to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Va'oid Posach Reb Yehuda Bechvoid Torah. We said that the other Chachomim are going to be Poseach Bechvoid Achsanya, but Reb Yehuda, he was Poseach Bechvoid HaTorah. The first thing was that the Chachomim who go from one place to the next, much further than 12 mil, are called Mevakshe Hashem. That's the first Rosha that Reb Yehuda said, Lechvoid HaTorah. Now he's going to bring another one. Va'oid Posach Reb Yehuda Bechvoid HaTorah V'dorash. The Pasuk says, Haskeis pay heed, Ushma Yisrael, and listen, Klal Yisrael, Hayoyim azeh niyesa la'om. On this day you became a nation. Asks the Gemara, V'chi oisei hayoyim nitna Torah li'Yisrael? Was it that day that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, which means that that's the day they became the nation? V'haloy oisei hayoyim seif harboim shonahoyah. This was right at the end of 40 years in the desert that Moshe said this to Klal Yisrael. This was not when they got the Torah. They got the Torah almost 40 years earlier. This teaches us that Torah is dear to people every single day. They learn it as if it was the first day, as if today they got the Torah. You're sitting and learning Torah today. It's as if you got Torah today, even though you got it 40 years ago. It's as if today you became a nation. And the fact that Rabbi Yehuda brought out this endearment, this Chavivus HaTorah on the Loim De Torah, that is the Kovod HaTorah. Omer of Tanchim Bereid Reb Chia Ish Kfar Akoi, Reb Tanchim, the son of Reb Chia, who was a resident of the Kfar of Akko, Teda, he brings proof to this. Shari Odom Kair Kriyas Shema Shachris V'Arvis. A person says the Shema in the morning and in the evening. V'erev echod einoi kira. And one evening he forgot, he fell asleep, he didn't say the Shema. Doime k'mishalei koro kriyas Shema me'olam. It seems like he's never said the Shema before. And why does it feel that way? It's because today, it's as if today we got the Torah, and today we got the Torah and we didn't say the Shema. It's as if we've never said the Shema. It's not as if, oh, we're doing the Shema today because we've always had the Torah and I've always said the Shema before. It's as if it all starts here and now. Continues the Gemara. Haskes. The Gemara is now discussing the Pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda brought. Haskes, the word has is also similar to us. The hay and the ayin, they can interchange the samach and the sin. So has case is like asu, make, kitois, kitois, groups, v'isku ba'teira, and learn teira. Lefisha eina teira niknis elu b'chabura. Teira can only be acquired in a group, with companions. Could Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, as Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, Domer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, this that it says in the Pasuk, Cherev al Habadim v'noy alu. that there's a sword against those who are alone. V'noyalu. The badim, what does it mean, the badim? The badim are those that are on their own. Cherev al sin'eim shel tamidei chachamim. The sword is against, the literal translation is the enemies of the tamidei chachamim, but really it's just a nice way of saying, referring to the tamidei chachamim. Sheyoishim bad bevad. Badim means bad bebad. Each one on their own, one by one, single, single. V'oiskim b'teira, and they're learning Torah. V'loy oid, not only is there a cherev al abadim, that a sword is out against them, elo shem metapshim, they become foolish. And that's what it says, v'noyalu, cherev al abadim v'noyalu, ksiv hocha v'noyalu, it says here that these scholars are called v'noyalu, uksiv hosom, and it says there that Aaron said to Moshe when he's begging forgiveness, he said to Moshe, the posuk, after he spoke Lashon Hara, Vayoyim Aaron el Moshe, Bi Adoini al no soshei soleinu chatos, Asher noyalnu vasher chatonu. We were foolish and we sinned. So the word noyalnu means foolish. So when he uses that word here also, with cherev al abadim, v'noyalu, it means that those badim, those tamidei chachomim who are learning on their own, they are going to also become foolish. V'loy oid, not only that, elo shechoitim, then they're going to sin. Shenemar, as it says that from the same pasuk, v'asher chotonu, that Aaron HaKohen said, asher noyalnu v'asher chotonu, that we were foolish and we sinned, goes together. So these talmidei chachomim that are v'noyalu, then it also is going to lead on to a chotonu, it to sin. If we can bring a different source that with an association between foolishness and sin, because it says in the pasuk, "Noyalu sorry Tzoyon," regarding the downfall of Mitzrayim, it says that the nobles of Tzoyon have become foolish, and the hemshach of that pasuk is, "Nisu sorry noif hisu es Mitzrayim pinas shvoteh," that they have led Mitzrayim astray, hitu es Mitzrayim, and leading them astray is compared to sin. Continues the Gemara, Dover Achir, we're going to have another explanation to the word haskes. Haskes or Shema Yisrael, what does that mean? Haskes is a lashon of kisasu atzmechem, grind yourselves down, al divrei Torah, over the words of the Torah, which means to exert yourself to the nth degree in order to acquire Torah. Kedomer Shlokish, to Omer Shlokish, Minayin she'ein divrei Torah miskayim in elo b'misha meimis atzme eleo. Divrei Torah can only be retained by somebody who, so to speak, kills himself over Torah. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Zois ha-Torah. This is the Torah, Odom kiyomus ba'oihel, for man who dies in a tent. So obviously the pshat in that pasuk is different. It's talking about the halachas of tumah, what happens if there's a dead person in a tent. But the drasha is that Zois HaTorah, where will Torah be found? He will be found on Odom Kiyomus Bo'ohel, somebody who kills himself in the tents of Torah. Dova Achir, another explanation on this word, Haskes. Haskes Ushma Yisrael. Has means be silent. V'acharkach kates, and afterwards grind it. What does that mean? Kedarava. The Omar Rava said, "La'olam yilmeid adam Torah va'acharkach yehege." A person should first learn Torah, and only afterwards he should analyze it. And Rashi explains that it could be when you're first hearing Torah and learning Torah, you won't understand everything. First, listen. Only after you've acquired a lot of Torah, now you can analyze it and make sure that you can ask the questions and the answers until things make sense. But first, you have to be quiet, you have to be silent. As the Vilna Gaon says on the Pasuk, Es atznuim chochma, only those who know how to be silent can actually receive chochma, wisdom. And afterwards you can be maven, you can understand the chochma at the next stage. Continues the Gemara. Omri de Beir of Yanai, in the Beis Medrash, in the Yeshiva of Reb Yanai, they said as follows, Maidich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Kimitz cholov yoytzi chema, the squeezings of milk yield butter. Umitz af, the squeezings of anger, af is anger, yotzi dam, yields blood. Umitz apayim, and the squeezing of a double anger, apayim is the plural tense of af, Yoitzi Riv yields dispute. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. B'mi ata moitza chem oshel Torah. Torah is considered butter. Who's going to merit? Where are you going to find the butter of Torah? B'mi shemeki cholov sheyonok mishdeimoy oleo. Somebody who's prepared to be meki, to throw out, to let go of the milk that he nursed from his mother when he was young. And the Mefarshim explain that it means you have to be prepared to give up all the worldly pleasures that you got used to when you were a little child. You've got to give them all up in order to learn Torah. What does it say next in that pasuk? Umitzaf yotzi dam, when squeezings of anger yield blood. What does that mean? Kol talmid shekoyis olav raboi pam rishoino. A Talmud whose Rebbe gets annoyed with him, gets angry with him the first time. V'shoisek, and the Talmud is quiet, he accepts, he doesn't answer back. Zoicha lahavchin bein dam tomei ledam tohir. That's the Yotzi dam. He's going to learn to distinguish between the different types of blood. There are some bloods that are tomei, other bloods that are tohir, and it's only somebody who's humble enough that even if his Rebbe gets angry with him, he doesn't respond, he's going to merit being able to determine the difference in halacha between this type of blood and that type of blood. The pasuk there carries on. Umitz apayim, the squeezing of double anger, yotzi riv, it yields dispute. What does that mean? Kol talmid shekoyis olav raboi pam rishoina ushnia. Somebody whose Rebbe, whose master shouts at him, is angry at him twice, v'shoisek, and nonetheless he manages to keep quiet. Zoicha lahavchin bein dinei momonos ledinei nefoshos. He'll be able to distinguish between the monetary laws, which are much, much more difficult, and the difference between that and dinei nefoshos, which are those where the capital laws, which means those halachas where there's a chiyuv misa. That means the most intricate and difficult areas of halacha are those to do with disputes. Those are the dinei momonos. And somebody that merits umitz apayim, he manages to stay composed when his Rebbe was annoyed with him twice. He's yotzi riv, he's going to be given the siyata deshmaya to distinguish on the monetary laws that are all to do with the disputes between two people. Ditnan. We saw in the Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel Oymir, somebody who wants to become wise, yasik b'dine momonis, he should occupy himself with monetary laws. She'in lecho miktsoya b'toira yoisa mehem, there's no area in Torah that's greater than them. She'im k'mayon hanuvea, they are like a welling fountain without any end, it's constantly growing and expanding. And in order to be able to distinguish all the monetary laws and be able to rule with the disputes, you need to have special siyata dishmaya. And one of the ways of doing that is with mitz apayim, being able to keep quiet even if you've been, your Rebbe has been angry with you twice. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Mai Dichsiv, this that it says in the Pasuk, Im Novalto, if you shame yourself, Bihis nase, you will be uplifted. V'im zamoisa, if you muzzle yourself, you put a muzzle over your mouth. Yod lepe, a hand upon the mouth. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Kom kol hamanabil atzmei al divrei Torah. Anyone who is willing to shame himself over the words of Torah, which means that he's prepared to ask questions to his Rebbe, even though he knows that some questions might not be such good questions. He knows that people might laugh at him for his questions. Nonetheless, he's bold and he asks his questions. Soifoilis nase, the end will be, he's going to be uplifted, he's going to gain tremendous amount of knowledge. V'im zomam yod lepe, if he muzzles up his mouth, if he refuses to open his mouth to ask questions, yod lepe, the end, he's going to be forced to put his hand on his mouth, people are going to ask him questions, he's not going to know, he's not going to be wise. Continues the Gemara. Till now we saw that Rabbi Yehuda started with, he was Pesach, he opened his drashas with Kavod HaTorah. Now we're going to the other three Tanoim, who are Pesach, Bechvoido Achsanya. They were going to discuss the value of those that are hosting Talmidei Chachomim. Pesach, Reb Nechemya, Bechvoido Achsanya, Reb Nechemya opened up his shir, with words of honor to the hosts. V'dora, she expounded as follows. Ma'idich siv, it says in the pasuk, Vayoymer Shaul el ha-Keni, Shaul said to the people of Keni, Lechu, suru, turn away, redu mitoich amoleki, go down from amongst the Amalekim, pen oisivcho imoi, lest I destroy you together with Amalek, v'ata osiso chesed im kol b'nei Yisrael, and you, the Keni, have done kindness with all the children of Klal Yisrael. And this means as follows. Shaul was about to kill Amalek, and he knew that there were people there that came from Keni. They were descendants of Yisroi, and Yisroi was called Keni. He said that, in truth, we're supposed to kill anyone who's from Amalek. By mistake, some of the Keni people might get killed. He said, no, since Yisroi, who was the ancestor of these Keni people, he was kind to the whole of Klal Yisrael, he was Osiso Chesed im Kol B'nei Yisrael, therefore you deserve that we should be kind to you, and we're warning you that we're about to wage war with Amalek. If you don't want to get killed, separate yourselves from Amalek and move away from them. Says the Gemara, Ibn Chemia says as follows, V'alidvarim kal v'chayme, you can make a kal v'chayme. Uma Yisroi, regarding Yisroi, Shelei korav es Moshe elo lechvoid atzmoi. He drew Moshe close to him only for his own sake, for the sake of his own honor. Kach, and nonetheless, it was considered as if he did a chesed to the whole of Klal Yisrael, because Moshe was teaching Torah to the whole of Klal Yisrael. Hama'orich talmid chochom b'soich beisoi, someone who hosts talmidei chachomim in his home. U'machil, machileyu, u'machiloyi, gives him to eat, u'mashkeyu, gives him to drink. U'mahanu menachosiv, and he benefits him from his possessions. Alachas kama v'kama, even more so, that he's going to get an honor and reward for that. Continues the Gemara. Pasach Rabbi Yossi b'chvoid achsanya. Rabbi Yossi opened up his drasha also in the honor of their hosts. V'dora, she expounded as follows. It says in the pasuk, Loi sesayiv adoimi, you should not reject somebody from Edoim, ki achichahu, he's your brother. Loi sesayiv mitzri, do not reject the Egyptians. Ki geir ha'yisa ba'artzei, because you were a geir, you were a guest in his land. And he says as follows, Halidvarim kal v'chayme, let's make a kal v'chayme. Uma mitzrim, regarding Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, shelo kirvu es Yisrael elo l'tzerich atzmon, they only were happy to host Klal Yisrael for their own purposes, for their own needs. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, that Paroi, when he responded to Yosef's brothers, he said, v'im yodato, v'yesh bom antrechayel, and if you know that there are among them some men of who are very strong people, v'samtem sori mikne, then appoint them as officers over the flocks, asherli, alasherli, over those flocks that are mine. So you see clearly that Pari wanted them for his own good. Kach, and nonetheless, for generations later, you're not allowed to reject the Egyptians because they did this kindness. Hamareach Talmud Chochem b'seich beisa, even more so, somebody who is a host of a Talmud Chochem in his home. U'machiloi, and he gives him to eat. U'mashkeyu, gives him to drink. U'mahanu menachosov, and he benefits him from his possessions. Alachas kama v'kama, even more so, is he deserving gratitude. Posach Reb Eliezer b'noi shel Reb Yosi Aglili b'chvoid achsanya, the next and the last one of these four chachomim who was poseach b'chvoid achsanya, v'dorash, and he expounded as follows. It says in the pasuk, Vayvorech Hashem es oyved edoim. Hashem gave a special bracha to this individual called oyved edoim ba'avur aroin elikim, because he kept the oroin in his home. He was host to the oroin. So he said, "Valedvarim kal v'chaymer." It's a kal v'chaymer. Uma oroin. If somebody who just kept the oroin, sheloi ochal v'shosol, the oroin did not eat and the oroin did not drink. Elo kibeit v'ribeitz lefonov. All he did was he cleaned the floor a little bit and he dusted. There shouldn't be any dust there, but not more than that. And he was deserving of vayvorech Hashem. Hashem gave him a special bracha. We'll soon see what bracha he got. Kach, even more so, hamareach talmid chochem b'seich beisai, somebody who hosts talmidei chachomim, u'machiloi, and gives him to eat, u'mashkeyu, and gives him to drink, u'mahanu b'nechosov, and benefits him from his possessions, alachas kama v'kama, even more so is he deserving of a special brocha from Hashem. Umayi bracha shabirchi. What bracha did Oved Edom get for hosting the Orin? Omer Yehuda bar Zvida. Zu chomois. It was concerning his wife, who was called chomois. Ushmoine kaliyseo, and her eight daughters-in-laws, because this Oved Edom, he had eight sons, and therefore he had eight daughters-in-laws, and he had a wife, that's nine women. Sheyoldu shisha, shisha bekeres echod. They were deserving to give birth to six children at a time. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Pu'ultai hashmini kiberchoi elikim. And the Pasuk carries on. I mean, the Pasuk started off with saying who his eight children were, and then it carries on, Kol eile mibnei oived edoim, heima uvneem v'achem, ish chayel b'koyach la'avoido, shishim ushnaim la'oived edoim. Altogether, Oived Edoim had 62 offspring. Who are these 62 offspring? He had eight children, that's eight. He had his wife and eight daughters-in-laws, and each one had six children each. And so that's 9 times 6 is 54, plus the 8 children is altogether 62. And those were his 62 offspring. And that's why it says that he was deserving of Shisha Bekeres Echod. And this is the bracha that Oved Edom got for hosting the Orin in his home. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to carry on from here, hopefully finishing the Masechta.